Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay. So you're an action scientist. You do like marine biology and like deep sea exploration, but you're also buff and super rad. And because of like bad circumstances with your ex-wife, you move to Thailand and you just wear short pants and sandals and drink warm beers and you're kind of settled in. Then your ex-wife comes back and she's like, hey, there's this like weird thing going on in the deepest part of the ocean that no one's ever been to before. We need your help to get out some of our scientists who are stuck down there. You're like, oh, geez, fine. But you go and you rescue the people, and then you come back up. But when you come up, you puncture this weird, like, temperature bubble that allows a giant prehistoric shark to come up into your part of the ocean, and it starts terrorizing people, and you have to swim around, and you don't even have flippers on, and you kick your little feet as hard as you can, and you narrowly escape it, and the fucking cute little dog somehow miraculously lives through the whole thing. It's a whole fucking ordeal. Almost everyone is killed. But you somehow survive this fucking adventure. Then, like 5 years later, you gotta do the whole thing again.
Oh my God.
What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick. What is this, Sphere?
Yeah, Sphere.
I think it's the Abyss.
Wait, so the plot of the second one is literally that he just has to do it again?
Okay, so I'm actually very excited that you asked. On IMDb.com, The Meg 2, The Trench, plot unknown, sequel to 2018 film
Great.
The Meg.
Great.
Well, it's got to be Mariana's Trench.
Yeah. That makes sense.
And somebody's doing some experiments.
Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be.
And they poke their nose where they're not supposed to. Got another bag.
The way that you said that, your face was just like, what can I say? This is what happens in the Marianas Trench.
When you've been to the trench, you know.
Mogi's just so excited that she gets to hear us talk about the Meg.
I know, it's gonna be ever.
So long.
I mean, the Meg is starting to go in the same pile as like the Gilded Age
and Morbius.
And Morbius.
Wow.
Don't forget
and Final
Taboo.
Fantasy and Final
don't
Fantasy.
Taboo.
All on top of that one. And Degrassi. I don't know.
Yeah, Degrassi. I don't know why you would say that, but yeah. At least
guys,
Degrassi has like 300 episodes. There's just one movie, The Meg.
There's two now.
There's
guys,
two of the
Meg. The Meg 2 is coming out in a future date.
We're doing
Meg 2 shifts.
Literally,
I just decided.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that The Meg was a bad movie. Like when we.
No, it's not.
When we finished that. No, literally. The movie ended and Colin and I in unison said, perfect movie. To Perfect. Each other, mm-hmm. And I literally didn't know that anyone else would think it's bad. Like, I'm being honest right now, I didn't know people would think it was bad. I thought it was a good movie.
It's campy, but it's an action movie. Like,
looking back, it's probably bad.
I don't know if it's bad.
I like that you called him an action scientist.
I don't remember what his job was.
That's a great descriptor. Yeah. I want to see more action scientist movies.
Yeah. I can't believe they're making him do it again. In the Mariana Trench.
Do you think that they'll play up things that we notice, like the little footsies?
The little feet.
Because like, I feel like I can't think of that movie without thinking of his little feet trying to escape a shark.
Yes.
But I don't know if like a normal person.
You don't know if that's part of the canon.
Yeah, is that part of the canon? Like, are we going to get something where like it actually like licks his feet?
It licks his feet.
Well, that comes down to how much do we trust the executives over at Warner Brothers?
Well, and specifically with a movie like The Meg, which is similar to that Moon movie, Moonfall.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought you meant Moon Stars.
That's what I thought.
Excellent movie. Not what I'm talking about.
Not a lot like Meg.
No.
I saw Moonfall on a plane. Someone else was watching it, and I watched them watching it silently.
I saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, because you saw it.
Because I saw it.
Over someone's shoulder.
That's right.
Amazing.
I could read most of the subtitles.
Oh, great. What was this? United? Delta?
Was this an iPad? How big was the
screen? No. It was a screen on there.
On the chair.
You're watching
on an aisle seat. I'm guessing you're an aisle behind and across.
Yeah, behind and across. Yeah.
I watched the movie that way.
What do you do if you're watching a movie and you notice that like the person next to you, you don't know them, is like very interested in the movie you're watching?
The person next to you?
Mm-hmm.
Tilt your screen.
Yeah.
Towards them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm a socialist. I don't know.
Yeah. Let them see a little, right?
I think I become more self-conscious. And because here's the thing. Mm. They edit these movies, but not hard enough.
No.
Mm.
Sexy things happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Inappropriate, violent things happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I don't want to share that with my neighbor.
Yeah. I often watch psychosexual thrillers on my phone.
Yeah,
on a plane.
Like on my phone.
Just period.
You can avoid looking at someone's phone.
Yeah. But if I notice someone's watching it, I'm like, hey, stranger, do you want to watch Crash?
Well, that's okay.
Not 2005's Crash.
No.
David Cronenberg's Crash. We just have to be clear.
The fucking sexy James Spader.
James Spader. If you want to see him fuck a scar, you can watch that movie.
Oh, as long as we're doing callbacks to previous episodes, I was totally wrong about Saran Wrap.
You know what? Good for you.
No explanation needed. Go back and listen.
I was wrong about
it. Find the episode.
Was there anything that would have led you to think that?
I was like inventions that we wouldn't have without space travel.
Velcro.
And, sure. Yeah. Great example. And I was like going through being like, is there something? It's like memory foam. No, that's not what I would like. There was nothing. And I was just, I just in my head had thought like Saran Wrap. That's part of it.
I could see that your brain synapse would connect Velcro and Saran Wrap. They're both like
that's very brand generous. I'm happy to have that corrected now and not say it again in the future.
Yeah, that would be embarrassing if like
right.
Do you know
if it were recorded?
Do you want to know?
It's just on same day shipping. We say wrong shit on here all the time.
Wait, do you want to know something, Patrick?
Or morally wrong? Yeah, what?
I don't. Get this. They wrapped a space shuttle in shrink wrap to protect it from dust.
Yeah.
So maybe that. In storage.
Yeah. We all read that one when we Googled it.
Oh.
that's not it.
Or you can save the world from asteroid impact with plastic wrap.
Can I?
You can. You. Patrick Ehlers.
Wow.
This is from a 2008 article from universetoday.com.
Written by Patrick Ehlers.
Ever since the invention of Saran Wrap by NASA scientists.
So what do? You fight the fucking shark again.
You have to.
You have to.
You have to.
I mean, or you run away, but like, you're an action scientist.
Yeah, but well, what if it goes after the little girl or the cute dog again?
The first
thing
you do is you call up all your old friends.
Well, most of them are dead. Jax lived.
Thanks goodness. That's the most important one.
She is not in the sequel.
Okay. She is? Oh. What is she doing?
Is she too good for the sequel?
Didn't she hurt herself on
good? I think she got blacklisted because she quit. I think they fucked her.
Yeah.
That's because she quit a shitty, dangerous show that she didn't want to be on.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
That was pulling like 500,000 viewers. Like,
I know. But it's WB, like,
man. Who gives a shit?
It's fucking WB. They're not going to fucking bring her back for the sequel.
Yeah.
Dang.
Ruby Rose is who we're talking about there.
What about his love interest? Doesn't she live?
She
lives.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was... She's really famous in China, I think.
Oh, is she?
I believe so.
Oh, yes. Like I was saying, this is very similar to the Moon Show or Moon Movie because both are largely geared towards international audiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of why the like it's more of a focus on like big spectacles, mm-hmm. which, you know what? That works for me and Colin.
Mm-hmm.
I love mm-hmm. to see a little guy's feet kicking when he's trying to get away from a big old shark.
Okay. So the daughter, the actor who plays the daughter is returning.
Okay.
Wait. And the love interest, the
I would love to be in the Meg 2.
I think you'd be great.
Get me
I think
in
it's
the
probably
Meg
too late for the Meg 2.
No, I could be
get
in there.
Get in the third one.
They could get mocap me and then put me in.
As the shark?
With Kelly Nugent as the Meg 2.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wait, was Ruby Rose recast? No, she was not. Okay.
There's not another Jack.
There's just another sort of...
Is there just like another butchy...
Hot non-binary type femme sort of...
Okay. So basically replaced.
Yeah.
Just a different name.
Yeah. They're...
Okay.
And hopefully different hair, I'm saying.
The hair was the best part.
No, the hair was so bad. The hair was really bad, I thought.
So good. A big chunky spikes that just flopped in front of her eyes.
That was anime hair. We've talked about this.
For so many episodes.
So maybe the opposite of like... internationally focused movies.
Sure.
We're doing Wes Anderson ships today.
Yeah, Asteroid City.
Asteroid City is out in theaters.
Can't wait to see it.
Turns his focus on international locations quite a bit.
But not purposely seeking international
audiences.
Money.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
He does like
international
locations. Audiences to like
oh, it. Sure.
But
sure.
Yes, it's not like the Meg.
No.
I think you did identify a very different filmmaker than the filmmaker.
What if Wes Anderson directed The Meg?
I don't know.
I would love it.
Have Midjourney make it.
I mean, I guess it's, Midjourney. And all it does is make Wes Anderson stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just The Life Aquatic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. With a big shark. Mm-hmm.
With a big shark.
There's a big shark in
and
Life Aquatic,
feet.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Tiny feet.
It's not a Meg.
Well, okay.
Did
you
see
the Meg?
How big the
did
Meg
you,
no,
is?
No, I didn't see the Meg.
Patrick, it is so big. Like, I don't think you understand how big this Meg is. It's so big.
Like Godzilla big?
Yeah, like Godzilla big.
Huge, not Godzilla.
It could fit a whole T-Rex
like
in
Mothra
its mouth.
Big.
A whole T-Rex.
A whole T-Rex could fit inside its mouth. It chooses to bite it in half, which I think is smart.
Right.
Because then it won't attack you on the way down.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, kill it before it goes down.
But yeah, that's in the Meg 2 trailer. You can see that footage.
Cool. So wait, the Meg 2 starts in the Jurassic era?
I think it's a flashback. And the trailer
see, like,
is like a cold
born.
Open.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a Meg origin story?
I think so. Aww. Yeah. But I'm sure we'll jump forward to meet our boy Jason Statham before too long.
Maybe he goes back.
That would be cool. I'd watch that.
He goes back in time?
Like Adam Driver. And that's,
whoa.
Well, I guess he doesn't go back in
time. He doesn't
time.
Go
girls?
Back. He's just back then.
Yeah, in Girls, he goes back in time. He's a man from the future, travels back in time to fuck Lena Dunham. No, that 65 movie.
Yeah, where
oh,
he's like,
yeah.
In, with dinos.
Yeah.
They just like don't explain a lot. Anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Wes Anderson ships.
Because the movie Asteroid City is coming out.
And it looks good.
It does look really good.
Does anyone have a Wes Anderson ship?
I do.
Yay!
My ship comes from a short that was made to be kind of a prequel to the Darjeeling Limited.
Oh, yeah. I remember this
that we
one.
Could all get for free on Apple. I think before Apple Plus existed. So it was like.
It was just
it
iTunes.
It was just iTunes.
Yeah,
yeah, iTunes video.
I remember it being like very early days of iTunes stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And very like high class.
Yeah.
This is also like when like Dr. Horrible and shit is coming out, which.
Oh yeah.
Cinematography wise does not this is like next level.
I think it even is before Dr. Horrible, right?
Sure, but
wrong.
I feel like they're fit in the same
category. Sure. It was a
time when a web series was like a viable form
of
entertainment.
Well, and and shot like crap.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right,
like
right.
People weren't making film for digital.
Right.
And
right.
This was a film that was made for digital.
Right. You had some of the lost actors for 30 minutes at the end of their day. You could shoot a webisode.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, God. Webisodes.
Webisodes.
And it's called Hotel Chevalier. It is set in a Parisian hotel. The characters, there's only two characters in it, Jack and Rhett, played by Jason Schwartzman and Natalie Portman. And
Natalie Portman, who's not in the movie.
No.
Right.
She is Jack's ex-girlfriend. And they just kind of have, she tracks him down at this hotel where he has gone kind of to hide from their breakup. And, they spend an afternoon together and it's very much a mood piece, but I was rewatching it today and there's a bit of dialogue that I really liked that shows why I ship it, but also I'm shipping the like ennui and pain.
Mm.
So I almost was like gonna have you guys read this, but then I feel like it's not fair because it. Okay, but I'll just read it. So Jack and Rhett are in bed together. They, they're half naked, whatever, about to fool around. And Rhett says, "Whatever happens in the end, I don't want to lose you as a friend." And Jack says, "I promise I will never be your friend, no matter what, ever." And then they kiss a little bit more. And then she says, "If we fuck, I'm going to feel like shit tomorrow." And he says, "That's okay with me." And I just love it.
That's so funny.
Pretty good.
I ship that forever. Yeah. I hope they cheat on their spouses with each other for the rest of their fucking mm-hmm. lives.
It's very cute. And like she has a thing where she like chews and it's a short, so I'm pretty much telling you all the parts because there's not that many. But she like chews a toothpick. She comes into his hotel room and brushes her teeth with his toothbrush. Yeah.
Bold. Whoa, bold.
This girl is bold.
I remember, I haven't seen it since it came out, but I remember really liking it and thinking that it was probably like the sexiest thing Wes Anderson's ever.
Oh, 100%.
Ever directed.
I feel like since he like made this, it was too sexy for him.
Yeah.
He had to run away from
movie.
It.
Yeah.
Because it is genuinely like you could almost be like, from most of his movies, you could be like, has this guy maybe never had sex before?
Sure. Yeah.
Except for this short. And you're like, oh, no, he knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. And like Jason Schwartzman and Natalie Portman are like perfect in it.
I got to see this thing.
Yeah. It's 10 good. Minutes. It's on YouTube.
10 minutes. That's very quick.
Thank you, 10.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's
go.
It's okay. It's okay. No, you can stay. It's okay.
You can stay.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Stick around. Hear my ship.
Yeah, what is your ship?
Let's hear your ship, Colin.
So before we began, we were talking about how Wes Anderson ships are kind of inherently doomed. And, you know, as you say, you have to embrace the ennui of it. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? I found a ship that is not without its troubles, without its little bumps in the road, but truly fucking adorable. Two delightful characters who don't deserve anyone else in the movie, but 100% deserve each other. And that's Danny Glover and Angelica Houston from The Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Angelica Houston plays the matriarch of the Tenenbaum family. She is long divorced from
Royal.
Royal. Gene Hackman's character, who is a con man, narcissist, fucking negligent father, fucking asshole, bad fucking guy. And then she finds her way into the fucking nervously sweaty palmed arms of Henry Sherman, who is Danny Glover's character. And they like work at the museum together and they do like fucking dinosaur bones or antiques or something. I don't remember. But they just like, they have the same interest. They love it. They're fucking like just quiet and studious and like, you know, they've both been through marriages. Danny Glover is a widower. And I don't know. They're just so fucking shy and adorable. And this is the part I love about him. When they're really like, as soon as they get together, right? That's the beginning of the movie. Really, the first time we see him, he finally asks her out and they like share that little kiss in the museum. And then as soon as you think like, oh, wow, my life is going to change. I have this like wonderful woman. Then in breezes Royal with his cancer diagnosis and he gets the whole family to rally around him and he's terminally ill and all that. Until Henry fucking calls him out for being a fucking fake and a cheat and a liar, which I fucking love because it's like it's justified and it's the right thing to do. And it's fucking because he's being cruel to his family. He's being cruel to Henry, who fucking survived by his wife who died of fucking cancer. And he's just like, fuck this guy. Get your hands off of my woman, motherfucker.
Right.
And fucking, yeah, smacks down Royal. And then, you know, we all learn lessons and the movie goes on and things of that nature. And it all works out in its own way. But I just
like whatever good comes out of like Royal being back in their lives is just like all it is like the call for everyone to get back together. Mm-hmm. And like then they can get through their ancillary non-Royal related bullshit together. They just needed one more chance. Mm-hmm. So like it's. The movie's so weird because, like, he is a rat bastard, and like Henry, is that the character's name?
Yes.
Is like totally right to like totally smack him down and like get him kicked back out of the house again, so he has to like live in that hotel, or is like the Y?
Anyway, I think he ends up at the Y.
He was living in the hotel, and then he runs out of money, and that's why he decides to go con his family.
Yeah, so it's just like you're right. They're right to like kick him out of the house, but like he is also the impetus for like everyone getting through their shit and like Richie and Margo like taking another stab at being.
I ship that one.
I thought that might be where you're going.
I ship them too.
It's hard not to ship them.
It is hard not to ship them.
I do. Okay, I'm about to do something, and I think look.
Okay,
so I ship Richie and Margo.
Yeah.
But I also think Margo is the type of person who like has like affairs or flings with people and herself is not like everyone else is like, well, it's the one that got away.
Yeah.
About her. And she's very like, oh, I just thought we were having a nice time.
Right. Yeah.
Like she's not experiencing what the other person's experiencing. Now, I'm thinking of someone. This is someone outside of the Wes Anderson universe.
Okay. Are they in the Meg universe?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They are in the Ari Aster universe.
Okay.
Huh.
And there's someone who I think just needs to meet a woman that is not scary.
Who's not his mother?
I'm unfortunately going to have Bo have a fling with Margo. And I
don't think he's left better.
No, that's
she destroys
awful.
Him.
You think she destroys him?
Okay, Bo is in no way more equipped for this relationship than Bill Murray is.
Look. I'm saying that he needs to be exposed to someone who's not screaming all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because she's very reserved, right?
She will never scream.
She'll never scream. Who is not actively manipulating his life, in fact, is like kind of disinterested in where he is and what he's doing when he's not around her.
Yeah.
Right? She doesn't care about it. She can't care about Bo.
I don't know if Bo would like any of this.
I don't think Bo would be happy. I don't know if you know this, but Bo is kind of anxious.
Yes, he's a little afraid.
Afraid, someone say.
He might like take like her absence as like a sign that she's mad at him, or right.
He would call her crying all the time.
Here's what I think would happen though. She could be
but
like,
I feel like she'd be, she's used to that, right? Like,
but how is this a good rouse? Is something to shift?
No, look. Here's what I think she says at one point, right? Maybe she's like, oh, like, I didn't, maybe she goes like he suggests a plan.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, I don't want to do that. And he's like, oh, I messed up. I fucked up, whatever, whatever. And she's like, oh, no, I'm just disagreeing with you. That doesn't mean I think you're a bad person.
You think she's has the generosity of spirit to say that to someone?
Do you think Bo has the fucking capability of accepting that?
No, so here's
as
what's
going to
happen.
Truth?
No, what she will actually say is, well, you're acting like you think I'm a, you're acting like I'm saying you're a bad person. And then shut down and move mm-hmm. on. Because I'm not realizing that this is maybe not a good match. But I feel like
I mean, it would make a good movie, I guess. Like a drama.
It as is long one of those... as someone could edit it. As long as we keep it a little...
It's not 3 hours.
Just a little tighter. Just a little
yeah, tighter. Neither Ari Aster or Wes Anderson is allowed to touch this story.
Give it to Nolan.
Oh my God.
So he can cut it down to 11 miles.
Long movie.
I mean, what if it could be just one of the like episodes of the French Dispatch?
Okay.
Oh, or so it could 10 minutes.
You know what it is?
Yeah,
there we go.
You know what it is? It's not Margot. Richie teaches him tennis.
That is a better match.
Richie teaches him tennis, kind of like whips him into shape about it because
he has no friends.
He has no friends at all.
And Richie's anxious too.
And I mm-hmm. think here's what I think. He keeps paying for these lessons because he wants to hang out with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so he gets to have someone that is anxious to be yep. with. Yeah. They get to be yeah. anxious together.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he gets to focus on getting better at tennis.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think when Margot comes by the club, he does have a crush on
Margot. Oh, he has a crush on Margot. And she like...
Everyone has a crush on Margot. You can't
yeah,
not have
yeah,
a crush
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
And she like says hi to him like 3 times. And so right. he's like, we're in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she was just like being polite.
Yeah. He like lays in bed and thinks about her.
Yeah. yeah. He's like tossing eventually... and turning. And he's like, oh, Margot.
Eventually he like stabs Richie with a piece of glass or something because of it. But like, you know...
Like, Richie was heading that way anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Somebody was going to do it.
Stabs him in the leg. Like, yeah.
He's
and
okay.
then Bo runs away, instantly yeah, yeah, regretting yeah. it. Runs off into the forest, never to be seen again.
Yeah. Or, like, he's not the one who hurts Richie. It's like Bo has gotten himself into some kerfuffle where, like, another person's trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. that person does kill Richie. Because Richie's just, like, there. You know, it's yeah. like yeah. stray bullets.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, maybe that's better. He and Richie become little tennis friends.
All right, I like that.
Love it. Love it.
That's cute.
Thanks.
So I have a ship that I like genuinely like, and then I've got one that I think is a no TP for me.
Okay.
And the movie doesn't present it as no TP. The one that I like, I don't really want to spend too much time talking about, is the Moonrise Kingdom, the Sam
the
and Susie.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
Yeah,
and, what's not to like?
No, I mean, I just want to like have a adventure on like a little island, and there's like a hurricane coming.
Well, and they're so serious about how in love with they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
They take it so seriously. I love it.
I love you, but you don't know what you're talking about.
So cute.
Well, and like, just like, you set up like a tent on the beach, and you're going to listen to records and like swim around in your underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
It's
so
man.
Cute.
It's like Animal Crossing for people.
People Crossing.
Yeah. It's like Animal Crossing for my no TP.
Okay.
Is from the Fantastic Mr. Fox. It is the titular Mr. Fox himself and his wife.
You just don't think Mr. Fox deserves love?
Maybe I don't. Here's
why?
The thing.
Because he's too much of a schemer?
He is kind of
He's too much of a schemer.
He's a fox!
And he's voiced
so
by...
So is she!
No, but like voiced by George Clooney, who is always a schemer in everything.
Yeah.
Right, well maybe maybe Clooney doesn't deserve
love.
Do you think
in Ocean's 11 he doesn't deserve anybody at all?
No, he does, of course.
Of course in Ocean's 11!
Of course in Ocean 11!
You're saying Danny Ocean doesn't deserve love? That's crazy!
Kelly, wake up! Danny Ocean?
I'm not here to talk about Danny Ocean. I want to talk about Mr. Fox.
Okay, so Mr. Fox does
Mr.
not deserve
Fox
love.
Here's the thing, and I'm
He's a
Roald Dahl fan.
Yeah.
And Mr. Fox, you can't take him seriously as like a hero of a movie.
Right.
Because he's a rascal.
He's a rascal.
He's a rascal, and like he is like the reined in version of himself. Like he's trying so hard to meet her on the like level that all the other animals are at, where they're like, we live in a society where we wear clothes, we're basically humans. Mm-hmm. But like, he still sees that wolf off in the distance and is like, you and me, wolf, we're the fucking same. And like, maybe that's the ship, is he should run off with that wolf
and leave his wife.
That wolf's gonna reject him, dude.
Probably
eat him.
Probably eat him, yeah.
Because he's a little fox. He's a little
well, fox. But is the, because at the end of the movie, he like raises his fist to the wolf and the wolf raises its fist back.
Yeah, the wolf respects his life as a little fox, but he's not saying, I want
to
be with him.
He's like, I want you to eat, just not at my table. Just not in my pack.
So yeah, maybe he just doesn't deserve love at all.
Oh my
God. I do feel like Mr. Fox is Royal Tenenbaum, but what if he got a happy ending?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, didn't just die of a heart attack in a freaking ambulance?
Yeah.
Thought he was killed in a ship
saving his entire family. Yeah.
Okay, what was Ben Stiller's character's name in Royal Tenenbaums? Because he's definitely the forgotten brother.
Right. Tracksuit family.
Wait, no, he's... You know what? I was mistaken. When I said Richie...
Is that who you were thinking of?
What I was thinking of. I meant Chaz. No.
Whoa.
No,
Richie's... Chaz does not teach tennis.
Richie
that would be fucking hilarious.
Wait, no.
Richie's the tennis
Richie.
Bro.
I meant Richie. Okay.
Yeah. The bomber.
Everything you said made sense.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, not all of it. Some of it was whack.
What part was whack?
You can go back to things being morally wrong.
But no, do you ship anyone with Chaz?
He's so sad.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he just needs time to mourn his wife and raise his kids.
Yeah. I feel like he's going to meet George Costanza in like a fucking like men's grief group.
Wait, why is George there to scam people?
George, yeah. Well,
he has to go for appearances because Susan just died.
That's right.
You know what? He should go to that Nine Perfect Strangers place where, what's her name? Nicole Kidman's going to microdose all of them without their knowledge.
That actually would be good for him.
Mm-hmm.
For who? George Costanza or for?
For Chaz.
Chaz Tenenbaum.
I don't think it would bring out the best in Costanza.
I don't think it brought out the best in anyone in that program.
No, it was really bad for everybody.
Some of them left happy.
Some of them did. Ugh.
Woof. Hulu, am I right?
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.